morning.
Anos.
Has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are connecting to the month of Tammuz, the fourth month of the Hebrew calendar and the fourth day of Nisan. The permutation for the month of Tammuz is exactly the opposite of Nisan. Every letter is in its opposite direction, opposite order. Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoa. Ana Bekoa, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir Tzera, Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Taf Zadi. Ahavatinam, unconditional love. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu tacharenu nora. Ufreshayan, sintet nun. Krasatam, terapsatam. Rearrange the letters at Sha'ar Katan, small gates. Reminding us to guard our eyes, ears, nose, and mouth, as these are the entry points for the negative system. Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Parnasa and healing. Barhem Tachar Rahamekha
has joined.
Amid Gamlem Etedresh Saditas Gimel. This sequence connects to the Sephirah of Netzach and its essence of eternity, eternal victory. Hasin Kadosh Berotucha Nael Adata Et Kufbet Tet Nunayan. This sequence connects to the Sephirah Hod and its essence of thankfulness, appreciation, and gratitude. Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Pene Zohre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. This sequence connects to the Sephirah of Yesod and its essence of creativity, creation, sexuality, and foundation. Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatzi Akatenu Yode Talumot Shinkufav Tzadiyuta. The sequence connects the Sephirah of Malchut and its essence of kingship, kingdom, and manifestation. It also is the verse that connects to the month of Tammuz and its various, the sequence of hey, wa, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, ya, hey, wa, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, ya, hey, wa, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, ya, hey, wa, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, wa, hey, ya, hey, wa, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, ya, hey, wa, hey, yo, hey. created the astrological sign of Cancer, which is the Hebrew word Sartan, which translates as the crab. And the Taf that creates the planet Lavana, the moon, connecting to the word for white. And the Het and the Taf is a gematria of 408. But when we add a Cholel for each of the letters, that we leave them connected to the upper worlds, we now have a gematria of 410, which is the word Kadosh. Kadosh means holiness. That is the potential for the month of Tammuz. The month of Tammuz is actually spelled in Hebrew, Tam, which means to complete, Vav and Zion. The Vav and Zion have gematria of 13. The essence of the month of Tammuz is you have an opportunity to complete the connection to unity. And the eighth verse of the Anabakoach, we say in a whisper. The relationships that the Sefer Yetzirah discusses with us for the month of Tammuz . The tribe is the tribe of Reuben, and you see the direct connection of the reversal. Reuben was to be the firstborn, lost it through his actions of the bed with of Bilhah and his father. So Judah, who was supposed to be in the month of Tammuz, was exchanged with Reuben. So you see the concept of reversal following in these relationships. The sense is the sense of sight, which lets you see the reversal. And the controller is the right hand. We need to understand a little bit more about the crab. Unless you eat crab, you will never know that the one leg of the crab is larger than the other. That's because the crab cannot walk forward. It must walk side to side. And so it essentially is always moving in the one direction of that stronger hand. It tells us during the month of Tammuz, we have a tendency to not walk straight, not be straight, not connect to direct light. And this is the technique, and this is the issue to control during the month of Tammuz, to be straight with everyone rather than to, excuse my expression, tell lies, which is the nature of the person born in the month of Tammuz. We will now read the verses. The verses for the Nasi for the month of Tammuz begins in chapter verse 30 of chapter 7 of Bamidbar. Bayom harivi nasiyo liv On the fourth day, Elitzur, the son of Shedaur, the prince of the children of Reuben. Verse 31. Karbono karat kesefahat sheloshim umeau meshakela mezara echad kesef shivim shekel b'shekel hakodesh shenehem melim. So let the lula b'shemen l'mincha. He presented for his offering one silver dish. The weight thereof was 130 shekels, one silver basin of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of the flour mingled with oil for a meal offering. The third verse, or verse 32. Kaf achat asara zehav mileya ketoret. One golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense. Par achat ben bakar ayil echad kivash echad ben shenato leola. One young bullock, one ram, one he lamb of the first year for a burnt offering. She'ir izim echad lechata'at, and one male of the he goats for a sin offering.
Uzevach hashlamim bekar shenayim. Amisha atudim, Amisha kivasim beneshana, Amisha zekarban, Elitzur ben Shedaur.
And for the peace, sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 he-lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Elitzur ben Shedaur. For Reuben, Elitzur ben Shedaur. Elitzur means strength from the word for rock. Tzur, Shedaur, teaches that all of his strength comes from the great light that Hashem illuminates. Shaddai, the name for Hashem in the Sefirah of Yesod, and Or is light. This is precisely true for the tribe of Reuben, as Reuben signifies sight, because his name says, see, a son. Reuben sees in every situation that he is standing in the presence of Hashem. And this brings him a great state of joy, as it is written, Me'ori einim yisamach lev. Joy comes from the heart, from the light of the eyes. We have different links for the tribe of Reuben and for the names Elitzur ben Shedaur. Let's take a look at the number of verses that connect to the full name, Elitzur ben Shedaur. There are 68 of these verses. The number 68 connects to the word Chaim, which means lives. Adonai Shemani Eretz Arva Me'at Shekel B'Kesef B'nei U'vincha Mahu V'et Matcha Kever. Adonai, hearken unto me. A piece of land worth 400 shekels of silver, what is that between me and thee? Bury therefore thy dead. Ach bezot noat noot Lachem im tahiyu kimano lechamel lecham kal zachar. Only on this condition will we consent to you, if you will be as we are, that every male of you be circumcised. Let us reveal or review the consciousness of Elitzur ben Shaddai-Ur when he brought the various components of the offering that he brought. All of these were related to the teshuvah that Reuben is doing with respect to Joseph and selling Joseph to Egypt, and with Bilhah, with what he did with the bed of Bilhah. A silver bowl is related to the similarity between the karet, which means bowl, and acheret, which means principle. And this is a hint at Reuben being the principal reason behind saving Joseph's life, as he tried to talk his brothers out of shedding his blood, and rather than killing him, they sold him. All because of Reuben's efforts. Why was it 130? Because that's the gematria of the first letters of the words Reuben that he spoke to his brothers. Lo nadkenu nafesh, when trying to save Joseph's life the first time. Don't take his soul, essentially, don't kill him. Why was the basin of 70 shekels? The basin is a Hebrew word that sounds like the Hebrew word for counsel, which Reuben gave his brothers when he told them, do not shed Joseph's blood. Why was it 70? To hint to the secret that Reuben held in his heart, to try and save Joseph from the pit later. If he could stop the killing, he was planning to come back and take Joseph out of the pit. But when he arrived, Joseph was gone. The ladle relates to the words he, Reuben, spoke to his brothers. Lay no hand upon him when trying to stop them from killing Joseph. Why was it 10? Because it's hinting at the saving of the 10, he and his 9 brothers, when he talked them out of killing Joseph. The young bull is an oleh. The burnt offering was brought from all 3 species of animals, as well as a sin offering, as the sacrifice that Reuben would bring for his involvement with the incident of Bilha. This applied to not only the olah for the bull, but for the sheep and for the male goats. The peace offering, the two cattles, refers to the two good deeds that Reuben did. One, saving Joseph, and two, the repentance for the incident involving Bilha. And that through that incident, through that teshuvah that he did for Bilha, for the incident with Bilha, he was reconnecting to Hashem, which is the idea of the 15 animals that he brought for the peace offering. Please read more of the information about the name and continue to do the appropriate level of tithing or tzedakah. Does anyone have any questions? Have a beautiful day. Shalom gadol.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.